Title: Loose Swing vs. Locked Swing in Jungle, Beginner Ableton Lesson. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important feel concepts in jungle and drum and bass, Loose Swing vs. Locked Swing. Because at 170 to 174 BPM, the notes can be perfectly correct on the grid and still feel dead. And the opposite is also true. You can be a little messy and still feel amazing, but only if you're messy on purpose. By the end of this lesson, you'll have two versions of basically the same jungle drum idea. One that's locked, tight, consistent, roller energy, and one that's loose, break-led, push-pull, that old-school played vibe. And I'm going to keep reminding you of a super useful mental model. Anchor versus carriers. The anchor is what has to feel stable so the dance floor trusts you. The carriers are what can move around to create swing and personality. Let's build. First, project setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Create an audio track called Break. Create a MIDI track called Drum Rock. Clean layer. And make two return tracks. Return A called Short Room and return B called Dub Delay. On return A, put Ableton Reverb. Keep it short. Decay around half a second, give or take. Pre-delay basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 400 HE so the room isn't muddying your kick. High cut around 7 to 10k so it doesn't get crispy. On return B, put echo. Set the time to 1/8, or 1/8 dotted if you wanted to skip a bit more. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it so there's no low end under about 300 Hz, and add just a tiny bit of wobble or modulation. These returns matter because jungle is about space and vibe, but we want controlled space, not wash the drums into fog. Now, pick a break. Drop an Amen-style break or anything similar onto your break track. Click the clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 so it keeps punch. Now the big move. Slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use a built-in slicing preset or transient. Ableton makes you a drum rack full of break slices. And that's where jungle really starts. You get to play the break like an instrument. Next, we build a simple foundation pattern on the clean layer. On your drum rack, clean layer track, load a drum rack, put in a punchy kick, a snare with some crack and some body, and tight closed hats. Optional, a ride or shuffle hat. Make a one bar clip. Put the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Put a kick on beat 1, and maybe another kick as a pickup before beat 2, like on the end of 1. Then add hats in 8ths or 16ths. Keep this simple. If your pattern is already super busy, it's hard to hear what swing is actually doing. Now we're going to make two vibes. First, locked swing. Locked swing is consistent. It repeats the same way every bar. It feels tight, driving, predictable in a good way. Great for modern rollers. Open the groove pool. It's the little wavy lines icon on the left. Drag in a groove like swing 16-65 or swing 16-75. Those tend to live in a good DNB pocket. You can also try MPC 16 swing grooves if you want that classic push. Now apply the groove. Drag it onto your clean MIDI clip. And optionally, also drag it onto your sliced break MIDI clip. Try both approaches. Sometimes swinging the break plus the clean layer is cool. Sometimes it smears. Your ears decide. In the groove pool, start like this. Timing around 20%. Velocity influence tiny, like 0 to 10%. Random very low, 0 to 5%. Bass set to 1/16. Here's why this is locked. It is not random human drift. It's a consistent offset pattern that repeats. So it's groove, but it's still disciplined. Now a key decision. Commit or not. If you want it adjustable, leave it uncommitted. If you want it printed, hit commit for that clip. Teacher tip. In modern DNB, I often commit the clean drums so the punch is consistent, but I leave the break a little more natural. That's the anchor versus carriers idea in action. Your clean kick and main snare are usually the anchor. Your hats, ghosts, and break edits are usually the carriers. Okay. Version 2. Loose swing. Loose swing is more human, more break-led. It has tiny inconsistencies, little pushes and pulls, and it feels alive. Start with lighter quantize. Not zero quantize, not 100% quantize. We're aiming for tidy, but still rude. Go to your sliced break MIDI clip. Select all notes. Open quantize settings and quantize to 1/16, but set amount to about 50 to 75%. Listen, it should tighten up, but you should still feel the break swagger. Now we micro shift the swing carriers. In jungle, swing is often carried by hats, ghost snares, little kick pickups, and small break slices that sit between grid points. Not the main snare, not the main kick. So go into the MIDI editor. Turn the grid off for a moment, or set it super fine, like 1/32nd. Pick just a few key off-grid hits. 2 to 4 is enough. Usually hats or ghost notes. Now nudge them. Some a little late, some a little early, and keep the moves tiny. A practical timing budget so you don't accidentally flam everything. Hats and ghosts can move about 5 to 15 milliseconds either direction, by ear. Main snare should stay very close to the grid, unless you deliberately want it slightly late every time, for a heavier lean. Kicks. Minimal movement. If your low-end timing gets loose, it won't sound human, it'll sound weak. Also, separate swing from drag. Swing is a repeating long-short feel, usually between 16ths. Drag is when important hits are just late. A loop can have swing and still feel urgent if you keep the first hat in a pair a hair early and the second a hair late. That creates motion without making the whole beat lazy. Now we add controlled randomness. Go back to groove pool, but choose a more subtle groove like swing 16-55 or swing 16-60. Set timing around 10 to 20%. Now push random higher, like 10 to 20%. Velocity influence can be higher too, like 10 to 25%. This is the played vibe, but it's still controlled. You're not letting Ableton throw darts, you're guiding it. Next, velocity humanizing, which is honestly the secret glue. Timing gets you the shape of the groove. Velocity makes it feel like a performance. On hats and ghosts, do an alternating pattern. For example, 65, 45, 60, 40 repeating. Then throw in occasional accents, like 75 to 90. Keep your main snare more consistent unless you want a very old-school, unstable tape vibe. If you want a fast method, draw a gentle wave in the velocity lane rather than making every note identical. Now layering strategy, because this is where jungle becomes big and not just cool. Break provides feel. Clean drums provide punch. So think. Break layer equals vibe and swing. Clean kick and snare equals consistent impact. On the break, EDI Q8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to get the low end out of the way for your clean kick and sub. If it's harsh, dip a little around 3 to 5K. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not crush. Optional. Drum bus, but be careful. Brakes can get clicky fast. If you do use it, try small drive and maybe a touch of transience. Keep boom at zero unless you really mean it. On the clean drum rack, shape your kick and snare with a Q8. Kick fundamental often lives somewhere around 50 to 90 Hz depending on the sample. Snare body often around 180 to 250. Snare crack around 2 to 4K. Then drum bus on the clean layer. Drive maybe 5 to 20, and transience up if you need snap. Add a limiter very lightly as safety. Don't crush. Now group the break and clean drums together. Put a glue compressor on the group, lightly. A very gentle saturator. And utility if you need bass mono. This grouping is how you stop the loose break from feeling like it's floating away from the punch. It keeps everything behaving like one drum kit. Now arrangement. We're going to make a 16 bar phrase so you can feel the difference in context. Not just as a one bar loop. Bars 1 to 4, your locked swing version. Stable groove. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce loose swing elements. Add a couple extra ghost notes. Microshift a few carriers. Let the break lead more. Bars 9 to 12. Add intensity. Maybe add an extra hat layer, or a tiny 1/32nd roll or snare drag. Bars 13 to 16. Do a fill and a reset. A really easy jungle fill. Duplicate bar 16. Take 1 to 3 break slices and repeat them faster, like moving from 16th repeats to 32nd repeats. Send the last hit to the short room reverb, then hard cut right before bar 1 so the drop back feels clean. Now quick coaching. Common mistakes. If you 100% quantize everything, you remove swagger and it turns into rigid, overly clean drums. If you swing the kick too much, the groove loses weight. Let the top end shuffle, keep the low end disciplined. If you over-randomize timing, it's not groove, it's just messy. If you don't layer for punch, break-only drums might sound authentic, but often won't hit consistently on modern systems. And if you ignore velocity, the loop won't roll even if the timing is technically swingy. Here are a few pro-style tricks you can try right away. 1. Make groove decisions at low volume. When it's loud, everything feels exciting. When it's quiet, rushed hats and lazy snares expose themselves immediately. 2. A slash be the right way. When you compare locked and loose, change only one thing at a time. Swap only the hats, or only the ghosts, or only the break timing. You'll learn faster which element is doing the heavy lifting. 3. hybrid method. Keep kick and main snare locked, maybe even committed. Put hats and percussion in a separate clip with more random and more velocity influence. That's the best of both worlds, dance floor stability with jungle shimmy. 4. The late snare, early ghost pocket. Try nudging the main snare a hair late, consistently. Then nudge the ghost notes before the snare slightly early. It creates a suction into the snare, and the snare lands heavy. 5. Velocity swing without timing swing. If the break already has timing character, keep hats close to the grid, but make the accents do the swinging. Sometimes that's cleaner and hits harder. Now let's lock this in with a mini practice. Make a one bar loop with break slices plus your clean kick and snare. Create two clips. Clip A is locked, groove timing 20%, random 0 to 5, and commit it. Clip B is loose, quanti 60%, random 15%, and manually micronudge 3 to 5 hits. Don't commit. Turn the metronome off and a slash B them. Ask yourself, which one makes you nod harder? Which one feels more rolling? And most important, does the kick still feel solid? Final recap. Locked swing is consistent groove, groove pull timing, low random, often committed. Perfect for tight rolling DNB. Loose swing is selective looseness, partial quantize, micro timing, higher random and velocity variation. Perfect for classic jungle movement. And the best results usually come from break feel plus clean punch. Break is character and swing. Clean drums are impact and stability. If you tell me what break you're using and what vibe you're aiming for, like classic 94 rugged, modern clean roller, or something more neuro jungle, I can suggest an exact groove choice, hat pattern, and which specific hits should be your swing carriers.